Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 28th of August, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's the classic play about the battle between Henry VIII and his close friend and advisor Thomas More that eventually led to Henry starting his own church. The play is called A Man for All Seasons, and it opens next week at the Jericho Art Center, and we'll talk to the director, William B. Davis. And, staying with a 16th century vein, we'll meet playwright and novelist C.C. Humphreys, whose new play Shakespeare's Rebel continues to thrill audiences at Bard on the Beach. We'll also have lots of local music and our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off right off the bat with some local jazz from the Tony Wilson Sextet. Okay, we're going to hear a little bit more of that later on, but I want to get right to our guest. The United Players of Vancouver have got a new production of a classic play called A Man for All Seasons. And it opens next Saturday on at the Jericho Arts Center. And it is directed by local actor, director, teacher, and writer William B. Davis, who is probably best known for his TV role as the sinister Dr. Carlisle Rainwhite on Robson Arms. No, I'm just playing with you. He's the cigarette-smoking man from X-Files, and he's on the phone right now. Good morning, William, or good afternoon, William. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk about A Man for All Seasons. Now, this is a story that goes back to the days of King Henry VIII. Isn't that right?
That's right. It's the story of Sir Thomas More, basically, standing against the tide of history as Henry VIII required a divorce in order that he could marry Anne Boleyn in the hopes of getting a male heir for the succession of the throne. And Thomas More, being a very principled Catholic Church
well, he was basically the representative of the Pope, wasn't he?
Or he wasn't the representative of the Pope. No, in fact, he was secular. He was actually a very successful lawyer, and he was the Lord Chancellor at the time that this actually blew up, finally. But he was dedicated to Roman Catholicism and to the 1,000 years history of the medieval history of the Catholic Church, and he was not prepared to say that the apostolic succession of the Pope was no more.
Mm-hmm. Basically, if I remember my history correctly, Henry's kind of wanted More to write a legal opinion to justify the divorce, and he didn't think that was...
Exactly. There were a couple of stages to it. First, there was a... They just wanted a statement of okay, which More wouldn't do. So then they really trapped him by the act of succession, which people had to sign to say they approved of these actions. And they went all around the country and even got all the bishops and everyone to sign it, but Thomas More would not. A few others would not as well, and they all came to a bad end.
Yeah, and this basically resulted in Henry breaking away from the Church of Rome and starting his own church, which became what we know as the Anglican Church now.
Exactly. What's fascinating to us nowadays is obviously not so much the arcane the differences between the Church of England and the Roman Catholic Church, mm-hmm. but what does a man do who has a strong principle in an environment where those principles are not respected?
Exactly, yeah. And they were actually quite close friends before this all started, too.
They were. More had been almost a mentor for the young Henry. Actually, when we see Henry in the play, he's still a relatively young, athletic man, not the corpulent person that we see in the later paintings of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've had a better image of the young Henry from television. There's been that series, The Tudors, that shows him right at the beginning of his reign, that really gives us an image of how dynamic and athletic and physically powerful he was.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm really curious about like the idea of Henry VIII himself. He's such an iconic character in history. Like if you think of there are very few people in history that we can imagine very very vividly. Henry VIII is one. I put him in the same rank as people like Hitler and Napoleon that they have lasted through history. And of course Henry being from the furthest back. What do you think is the reason for his prominence?
Well, I wouldn't put Henry quite in the same category as Hitler or Napoleon for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Napoleon was a conquering emperor, and Hitler tried to be a conquering emperor. Henry, while he had some ambitions in that regard, was never very successful in his wars with France and so on. So I think his fascination, I think, is different. I think we're always a little bit, a guy who's had six wives. I mean, what about that? You know, and that's the way he dealt with them, I guess, is really what, you know, I mean, yes, I mean, many of us have had more than one wife.
Yeah.
We've divorced and we moved on, but we don't cut their heads off. You know, we have more civilized ways of dealing with it. So I think that leads to some of the fascination.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously must have been remarkably charming. And, of course, he had a lot of affairs in addition to his six wives.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about the play itself and our staging at the Jericho Arts Center. You've got a great actor playing the role of Thomas Moore, Graham Bullen, who I've had the pleasure of working with in the past.
Yeah, I was delighted that Graham was able to work his schedule to do it. We are an amateur or a semi-professional company, depending how you want to define it, and we're allowed to have, I think, two equity members in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first talked about this play, I said to Andre Karas, the executive director, I said, you know, there's only one non-equity actor, one officially amateur actor in the city that I think could play this part, and that's Graham, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very fortunate to have him. In fact, even if I started to think about equity actors, I'm not sure I could have come up with anyone better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we're thrilled to have him.
Wonderful. Who else is in the cast?
We have a great cast. James Gill plays Norfolk, and that plays Cromwell, and that's the kind of intense rivalry in the play. It's really between the modern Cromwell and the medievalist Thomas More. We also have Keith Martin Gordy playing Norfolk, which is a marvelous coup. He's one of our professional actors in the cast. And Douglas Abel playing the common man and doubling it as Wolsey. And young actor Chris Walters doing also a double act. He's playing both Richard Rich and the young Henry.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really strong, powerful cast for a very interesting evening of theater.
It's an amazing play. It's mm-hmm. it's a beautifully written play. I actually directed it 50 years ago, if you believe, at the Dundee Repertory Theatre in Scotland, with a cast that's gone on to amazing things. Brian Cox, who's a famous British actor, was playing the small part of the attendant, which we have cut. But it's wonderful to deal with this material.
And what a treat as a director to be able to revisit something after such a long period of time
Exactly. I'm just wishing. I've been bugging Russ Pondry, who's in the theater in Montreal for many years, and actually played the common man in my production, and happened to be in town this week in Vancouver, and I've been saying, "What did we? How did we do this? How did we do that?" But he can't remember any better than I.
Right.
Thank you
very much for taking some time to talk to us about it. Once again, it's A Man for All Seasons. It's playing at the Jericho Arts Center. It opens next week on September the 4th. It runs Thursday through Sunday for, I think it's 4 weeks. Isn't that right?
4 weeks. That's right. Yeah.
And there's a special talkback night on Thursday, September 10th. So the audience gets a chance to ask questions of the director and the cast.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, William B. Davis, again, thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us about it. And we hope you have a terrific run.
Thanks so much.
Great.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now let's get back to some more music. This is some more new stuff. Where did I put it? There we go. This is, there she is, Christy Lane Sinclair, Dark Matter.
Seen you alive. and they know you want a lot of it. Dominoes, I never get tired of your shit. I love pepperoni and some pineapple, and maybe after a fine Snapple, it's Domino, just Domino, Domino.
That's two.
There you go.
Well, your total is $28.50. How would you like to pay for that, Matthew?
May I use student card, please?
Ah, clever, clever. Kind of like a video tag at the end there. That's called Two Doges and a Couple of Bouds. That's what it is. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We also heard from Rude City Riot, Christy Lane Sinclair, and Tony Wilson Sextet just before our interview with Mr. Davis there. We had a really interesting production meeting this week. All the staff and the programmers got together to talk about some changes that are happening around here. You probably remember a few months ago we had a big fundraiser, our annual fund drive, and it was specifically to raise money to upgrade our digital platform. We're getting a new website. We're going to be combining Discorder and CITR on the web. It's going to be completely integrated, and we're about ready to launch it. It's going to be any day now, so keep your eye on it. It's really going to be quite exciting, because what'll happen is if you read about somebody in Discorder and want to hear their music, you go on CITR.ca and you click on the Discorder article, and there will be links and tags that will take you to their where their songs are and any previous appearances that they have made on programs. If they did an interview here or at Thunderbird Radio Hell or any other Arts Report, any other program where they have appeared, you can go directly to the archive of that show. So it'll be completely integrated and user friendly, and we're quite excited about it. So keep your eye open for the new CITR.ca. Of course, the old CITR.ca is still pretty cool, and we've got all our show archives available. We've got a listing of upcoming events. We've got profiles on all the programmers, the schedule, the whole works. It's all there, but it's going to be even better once the new thing starts out. While I have your attention, let's take a look at the call board. This is a look at auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. With that in mind, Metro Theater is looking for Polly. They're doing Fawlty Towers in November, and they're looking for an actress who is in her 30s, capable of doing an English accent to play the part of Polly. Rehearsals begin on September 6th, so they need somebody right away. You can contact Allison Schomburger at Metro Theater. Her email address is at the Metro Theater webpage, so check her out for that. Vital Spark Theater down at the Jericho Arts Center is doing a very special event in September, Sunday, September 20th. They're doing a show called For the Pleasure of Poetry, and they're bringing some actors in to do a staged recitation of favorite pieces of poetry. And they're asking for your submission. So if you have a favorite piece of poetry or verse that you would like to hear read aloud by experienced actors, submit the title and author to vitalsparktheater.com. And that's for a show, as I said, it's happening in September. We've got Fighting Chance Productions. They're getting ready for their next musical. It's called Murder Ballad, and it is happening in November. They're casting right now for one male and one female who can sing in a rock pop style. And so send your audition, your headshot and resume to Fighting Chance Productions. Frolicking Divas is doing a show called Heathers the Musical. If you there was a movie in the 90s with Winona Ryder. It was called Heathers, and it was all about high school. And David C. Jones, who just came off winning an award at the Queer Film Festival. He got his short film got People's Choice. So a shout out to David for that. He's directing, and our friends Laurie Watt and Lisa Deary from Frolicking Divas are producing. So Heathers the Musical, it's going to be happening in January at the York Theater. Their auditions are coming up in September, and their casting is open to all ethnicities. It is the director's intention to cast this show as diversely as possible. So send all your information to, here we go, heathersvancouver@gmail.com, or just go to the Frolicking Divas website for more information. We've got Sing. Here's a historical journey through music for audiences ages 5 to 12. This is produced by Art Shop Productions and Beauty Shop Dolls. And they're looking for a male performer in his 20s or early 30s, preferably with musical theater background, who can sing and act and play the guitar. This is an educational school show about the last 100 years of music told through song, comedy, dance, and story. Theater West Van is doing a Agatha Christie, a Miss Marple mystery called Murder is Announced, and that is happening at the K Meek Studio Theater in October and early November. So they didn't actually give us any information on the audition itself, but go to the Theater West Van website and find out what when they want to see you for that. And some ongoing stuff that we have mentioned in the past, like Royal Canadian Theatre Company doing Love, Sex, and the IRS. Their auditions are coming up on the 29th of August. Vagabond Players has auditions in September for Over the River and Through the Woods. And then Two Fly Productions doing Little Miss Glitz. This is the musical parody of child beauty pageants, looking for adults to play kids. And that audition is happening in September. September 27th and 28th, specifically. Opening Night Theater in Mission doing a show called Garage Sale. Their auditions are in early September. Actually, this upcoming Wednesday and Thursday. Look up Opening Night Theater on the web for that one. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge is doing a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life. And this isn't the same as the stage version that the Arts Club's been doing. This is a brand new musical based on the James Stewart movie. And their auditions are in September. That's for a Christmas production that's happening in November and early December. Theaterinthecountry.com. And then we've got the Three Pantos, North Van Community Players doing The Little Mermaid in December. Their auditions are in 2 weeks. We've got Metro Theater. Their auditions are coming up this Monday and Tuesday at the Metro Theater, Sleeping Beauty. And Fraser Valley, Gilbert and Sullivan Society, their auditions are happening this weekend for Jack and the Beanstalk Christmas Panto. Well, there you go. There's a look at some of the stuff that's coming up that needs your help. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have any other notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com.
The Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs
www.facebook.com/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Jesus is beside himself. Jacob's in a state of decimation. The writing on the wall wasn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our weather station. Fall in love with Times Square. Times Square. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
put you together again with my name.